Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Binyamin Simon filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 23rd day of the month of Teves. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children we've been davening for, Yeshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Mitzal ben Chai Batsheva, Helena Orna Bas Chen, Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters who are still after 400 plus days being held hostage in Gaza. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the daily call, introduce Rabbi Avram Schmidman, of the Lower Merion Synagogue in Lower Merion, to share words of Ibrahim Chizuk. Father Rabbi Schmidman is solely reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, Kuf Mem Beis, chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, 142. They'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberech Letzahal, a special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, Mishaberech L'Shruyim, a prayer for those who are still tragically held captive, and we will conclude with the Mishaberech L'Cholim for those who are injured and are suffering. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That is ou.org/Tehillim call. B'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schmidman.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the very kind introduction. I thank the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America, the OU, for hosting this daily Tehillim and Chizuk call. I had the privilege to speak at the very first of these calls and did not imagine at that time that it would necessarily continue for as long as it has. And Baruch Hashem it has, and it is a sign not only that tefillos, that prayers are needed, but that people wish to offer tefillos and prayers. In this week's Kriyas HaTorah, we read of a reassurance that Hashem, that God, provides to Moshe, and to assure him that he is indeed appropriate to be the leader of the Jewish people, and he goes on to describe the mission that he has. But at the outset of the Sidra, we read, Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Vayomer Elov, and he said to him, Ani Hashem, I am God. And Rashi seizes upon the fact that Hashem, in addressing Moshe, speaks to him in a harsh fashion. The verse does not say, Vayomer Elokim el Moshe, which has a connotation of a softer way of speaking, but rather, Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe. And Rashi observes, Diber ito mishpot, that Hashem rebuked Moshe, al shehiksha l'daber v'lomar, that he spoke harshly, and Moshe had said, lom ha-reyosa l'amazeh, why have you made things bad for this nation? And so it seems, in a sense, a strong response to Moshe's strong words. However, Remer of Pamershlan notes that, in fact, this was not what we would call a rebuke, but rather was welcomed. The role of a leader is to stand up for his people. And so when Moshe Rabbeinu confronted Hashem and said, Lama ha-reyosa, lama zeh, why have you made things bad, harmful for this nation? Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu had the strength, the gumption to challenge him. And that's exactly what reinforced the reality that he was the right person to serve as the leader. And so therefore, Diber Ito Mishpat, he spoke to him in a way that was just. Moshe, your complaint is a correct complaint, and that's exactly what makes you appropriate to be the leader and the advocate for the Jewish people. But I would add that Moshe Rabbeinu, in my view, didn't simply speak in an angry tone, with a sense of despondency, Lama Reyosa Lama Zeh, why have you made it bad for this nation? But rather, even his words, which seem words of frustration are actually words of hope. Moshe Rabbeinu proclaimed at the end of last week's parsha, "Umi oz basi al paro," and from then that I came to Paro l'daber b'shmecha, to speak in your name, "Hera l'amazeh," you have made it bad for this people. "V'hatzelo yitzalta samecha," and you have not saved, you have not rescued your nation. And so, on the surface, this seems an expression of anger, of frustration. But I note that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, there are three pivotal moments in his life where he uses the word oz. Here, me oz vasi el paro, and at the time of the splitting of the sea, oz yashir Moshe, then did Moshe sing, and finally, closer to the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Jewish people are in the Transjordan, and Moshe Rabbeinu sets up three cities of refuge for the 2.5 tribes that would not be living in the land of Israel, the Torah states, "Oz yavdil Moshe," then did Moshe separate these cities. In some sense, pardon the painful pun, one might argue that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Wizard of Oz. Oz is the numeric equivalent of 8. 8 suggests that which is beyond nature. 7 represents the 7 days of the week, that which is natural. Oz represents that which is beyond. In all of these instances, Moshe Rabbeinu seemingly faces a situation where there is no hope, where there is no future, and yet Moshe Rabbeinu sees a future. Me'oz basei el paro, from when I came to Paro. Yes, at this time, at this moment, it is bad. At this point, there is no salvation. But I believe, Moshe is saying, that that time will come, where the exodus will occur, where the Jewish people will leave this horrible land of Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu, at the time of the splitting of the sea, does not speak in the past tense, does not say, "Oz shar Moshe," then Moshe sang, in the past tense, but rather, "Oz yashir," then Moshe will sing. This, according to the Talmud in Sanhedrin, Tzaditas, is a source for the idea that we have Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resuscitation of the dead. Moshe sees that there's not only a wondrous miracle at this time, but yet there will be other great miracles. We will prevail. And at the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu understands that the cities of refuge, there were 3 in the Transjordan and 3 in Israel itself, are not functional until all of those cities are built. And Moshe Rabbeinu could have easily said, "I'm not going into the land of Israel. Why should I waste my time, expend the energy building these cities of refuge, if after all, they're going to be pointless until the Jews enter into the land of Israel?" Nonetheless, Moshe takes on the task and always recognizes that there's a future, even if it is beyond him. And it is that sense, I think, which Hashem recognizes within Moshe and therefore appoints him as the leader. And I think at these very, very difficult times where we have seen so much suffering and so much loss, and there is still so much that is unfinished, we too, on the one hand, have to storm the gates of heaven. We have to claim rightfully and righteously, "Hashem, save our people, release our hostages, bring the war to an end, and an end which results in a clear victory for our nation and our land." But at the same time, we have to do so not with a sense of hopelessness, but rather with a sense of belief in the future. Let us hope that Hashem hears all of our prayers, all of our tefillos, and indeed we merit to see that day speedily in our time. I will begin with the recitation of Perek Chof, chapter 20. Anatzeach Mizmor David, Yanchu Adonai B'yom Tzorei Sagedro, Shein Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach HaZichon Mikodesh Mitzion Yisodeka, Yizkar Kol Minchosecha V'yolosecha Yidash Nesela, Yiten Lachach Yilvavecha V'chol Atzatzecha Yimalei, Meranenov Yishuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nigo, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Ate yadati ki yashvi Adonai Mishicho, Yanei Mishmei Kosho Bigvuros, Yeshayim Mino. Eilu v'rechav yeilu v'susim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. In the car of an afalu, anachnu, kamnavani so God. Adonai Yoshia, Melech Yaneinu, Yom Tareinu. We continue with chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmar LeDavid, Adonai Roi, Lo Echzar. Bina Ozdesha Yarbitzeini, Almei Menuchot Yenahaleini. Nafshi, Zay Zay, Gan Cheni Vimagle Tzedek, Vima'an Shemo. Gam ki elech begei tzal moves lo ira roch ki ato imodi. Shivtecho mishantecho, eimo yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lebanai shulcho neged tzorai, dishanto v'shem in roshi, tosi rivayo. Ach tov v'chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti b'veis Adonai l'orech yamin. We proceed with chapter 121. Perek Kuf Chof Aleph. Shilam Alos, Esoinai El Hehorim, Mi'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri, Mi'im Adonai, Osei, Shamayim V'aretz. Al Yitem Amorag Lecha, Al Yonom Shomerecha. Hine Loinam V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai tzulcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeko v'yareach v'alayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeitzcha v'echa me'ata v'yad olam. The next chapter we recite is chapter 130, Kapitel Kuflamed. Shir ha-ma'alos mimamakim karsicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bakali, Tienes Nevagashuvos, Lekol Tachanunoi, Imavonos, Tishmurya, Adonai, Miyamod, Kimichas Licha, Lama'an, Tivare, Yiriz Yadna Kivsa, Nafshi, Velizvara, Ocholti, Nafshi, Adonai, Mishomarim, Lavoker, Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai chesed, v'arbei mofidus. Oh, Yudas Yisrael mikol avonosav. We conclude with Psalm 142, Perek Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil l'David, b'yosov ha'maros v'lo. Kalil Adonai Zak, Kalil Adonai Eschanan. Eshpoch Lufanov Sichi, Tzarasi, Lufanov Agid. Yisatev Alay Ruchi, V'yato Yedata Nesivasi, V'orezu Alech, Tamnu Fachli. Abay Imin Re'ei Ve'en Limakir, Avad Manos Vimeni, Ein Doresh Lunafshi. Zahavti alech Adonai amarti ato machsi chalki beretz hachayim. Akshiva avinosi kedalosi miyod, atzileni mirod fai, ki ometzu mimeni. Otzi amimazger nashi lo dos es shumecha, bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol oloi. I will now recite the Achenu prayer first in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim v'atzor v'shivya, omedim bein bayom uvein bayabosho, amakoyvi rachem aleyem, v'yotzei mitzora l'revacho, mi'achelo li'ora, u'mishibud l'geula, ashtob agalo v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. I will now recite the Misha Berech L'Chayilei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Misha Berech Avoseinu Avon Tov Yaakov, Uivarech Es Chayilei Tzahal Ganal Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos V'Bitachon Ha'omdim Al Nishmar Arceinu V'Arei Eleinu Min Levanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'Min Hayom Hagadol Ad Lavo Ha'arava ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר וביום. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקומים עלינו נגופים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה. V'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha b'chom ma'aseh yideihem, yadber sonenu tachtehem, v'yadren b'chetzer yeshua, v'ateres nitzachon. V'yikuyem v'hem ha'kasuv, ki Adonai Eloheichem, ha'holeich imachem, lilachem lachem im oivechem, lo shiatzchem, v'nomar, amen. I'll now proceed to recite the Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo. V'yivarech V'yishmor V'yintzar Es Ne'edrei Tzva Ha'Aganal Yisrael U'Shvuyav. V'es Kol Acheinu Ha'Nesunim Batzor V'Shivya Ba'avur She'Kol HaKahol HaKodesh Hazem Mispalo Ba'avurom V'Blined Aten Staka Ba'avurom. HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotziyem Mi'choshech V'tzal Moves U'motzroseim Yinatek U'mimitzukoseim Yoshiyem V'yishivem Meherer L'tek Mishmoseim Yodu L'Adonai Chazdov Niflosov Livnei Adam V'kam B'mikrasha Kasuv Ufduyei Adonai Yishuvun Uvo Tzion Berina V'simchas Olam Al Rosham V'son V'simcha Yasigu V'nasu Yagon V'anacha V'nomar Amen. I will now recite the Mishaberech L'Cholim, the prayer for the sick. At the pause, please supply the names of those individuals for whom you are praying. Mishaberech Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David U'Shlomo. V'yivarech V'yirape Es HaCholim V'Es HaCholos. Ba'avur shani eten staka ba'avurom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam Ulrachosom Ulachzikom Ulachiosom. Yishlach lehem meher refua shlein shemayim v'chol evreim v'chol gideim b'soch shar cholei Yisrael refua sanefesh refua saguf ashto ba'agala v'izman kariv v'nomar amen. May God heal all those who are sick. May God swiftly and safely return home all of our hostages. May God watch over all of our soldiers, and may all those who have been wounded in battle be healed, and may we merit to see the ultimate redemption speedily in our day.
Everyone have a good day.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shmiman. We look forward to having you back in the program, your Hashem, and in your future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next special program this coming Monday at 1 p.m. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength and hope to all Klai Yisrael around the world. Thank you and have a great day.